Sarah.
And I'm Max.
And this is the Self-Care Lifestyle Podcast. We strive to help you, the everyday person, to stop living on autopilot, overwhelmed and frustrated with the way things are. You deserve to do away with that frustration, achieve more balance in your life, and find fulfillment in your everyday.
We're here to help you stop going through the motions and start being the happiest and healthiest version of you, all by caring for yourself like someone worth caring for. Join us for conversations about self-care, wellness, mindfulness, and so much more that will help you find your own self-care lifestyle.
Sarah, wouldn't it be great if there was an app on your phone that would give you a notification to tell you when your self-care routine stopped working? Like, if you were in the middle of it and it just, went belly up, wouldn't it be nice if there was something to just be like, ding, that's not working for you anymore?
That would be helpful. Yeah, because I know we've recently in an episode talked about mindfulness, and that's definitely a learned skill, and there's not really like an automatic way of figuring out, hey, this isn't working. So yeah.
And that's kind of what we're talking about today, is what to do when your self-care isn't working, or maybe it hasn't worked from the beginning. Maybe you're trying something new and it just isn't working. But maybe that's the last idea you had, and now you're just not sure what to do. You're up a creek with no paddle.
Yeah, I, let's see, a couple of years ago, probably 4 years ago now, because I'm old, I tried I did a few different, challenges, trying different, meditation apps and things. I did, 7 days of meditating with X, Y, and Z app, 7 days of breathing exercises with X, Y, and Z app. And I spent most of the time doing those feeling so frustrated, and I kept trying them. And granted, a week is not, a long time to try them, but I did try them off and on again over the years, and it just didn't work for me. And I was frustrated. I was annoyed that I felt like I had wasted my time. And, you know, frankly, I was doing it for a blog post. But even then, I still felt like I was wasting time, because the only insight that I had to offer at the end of it was, it didn't really work for me. Could work for you, but it didn't really work for me. And I think that was part of me learning about how important it was to find self-care that works for you. And that self-care truly does not look the same for every individual. It's very different. Yeah. So, and I think that, that answers my first bullet from my lovely outline here. how do you know when your self-care isn't working? How do you know? You feel frustrated. You feel overwhelmed. You feel anxious. You probably feel like you've wasted time practicing these different self-care things, whatever it might be, whether that's like bubble baths or meditation, or maybe you try yoga or whatever. You're trying all these different things. They're just not working, and you're so annoyed, and you're so just, you're just frustrated, and you're done.
It might even be that you're trying to fit your self-care into your daily schedule, but you just can't seem to find time for it. Maybe it's a lack of motivation to do your self-care routine that is stemming from it not being effective.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you have yucky vegetables on your plate, you can come up with all kinds of different reasons why, oh no, these vegetables are not safe to eat anymore. They need to go in the trash can, or oops, they ended up on the floor for the dog, when it's not the vegetables' fault.
Yeah.
It might be the way that they're prepared. It might be the vegetable selection. It could be any number of things, but the vegetables, the yucky vegetables on your plate are not benefiting you at all. It's just wasting your time and energy in both making them and trying to pretend to want to eat them. Just like self-care practices that are not necessarily working for you. Like for me in the past, I've tried taking time out to read books. I have a few books that I have not ever opened that Sarah's read a few of that I got and thought that I was going to read them and make the changes in the book or started reading them. That's usually my MO. I can get about halfway, quarter of the way through a book. I
don't understand how you can read half a book and then leave it.
And then I just, it doesn't matter to me anymore. And that's partially because when I try and read a book, it tends to put me to sleep and I get frustrated because I want to read the book, but I can't seem to stay awake. So then my time to read just kind of slowly dwindles until, oh no, I'm too busy. I guess that's why I didn't read the book.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think just to like sum it up, it's that aspect of you can't find a reason to make time for your self-care. You probably feel guilty for spending time on it because you feel like it's a waste of time.
That's a good one, too.
And I think that that's still going to happen when your self-care is working because it's really hard to get over that hump of self-care isn't selfish. But I think it's also a key part of knowing when it doesn't work. It just kind of depends on that, the situation. And that, you know, comes back down to mindfulness and understanding yourself and understanding what you're feeling. So, you know now that, hey, my self-care might not be working. So what do I do? Like what that? You've given me a new problem to tackle, but what do you do now?
I think that's a good question, Sarah. As the host of a self-care focused podcast, what do you do now?
Well, you tune into your feelings. You start working on your mindfulness. And that can look like a lot of things. That can look like journaling. That can look like quiet time. That can look like alone time with music. That's fine, too. It doesn't have to be quiet if that's not how your brain works. I've done both, and both can be very effective. You have to start tuning into what works for you. And I know that sounds really simple and not very clear, but at its core, that's what it is. It's tuning into your feelings and being mindful of what you need. So we do have a great starter kit, our own your self-care starter kit that you can grab. And it actually has some worksheets in there to help you figure out what kind of self-care works for you. And I think that's a really great starting point. So I'm also going to walk you through that process real quick just to kind of give you the rundown. In the Own Your Self-Care Starter Kit, you're going to find some worksheets with some really like key prying questions about your self-care as it is, as it stands. And then you're also going to find a log where you're going to log your self-care, how you feel during your self-care, and how you feel after your self-care. And you're gonna have to experiment. You're gonna have to try different things, but you're going to practice taking self-care, practicing it, and going, huh, how am I feeling? Okay, I'm exercising. Man, this sucks right now. But afterwards, I feel awesome. And that's a great example of self-care that might suck in the moment, but makes you feel great in the long run. Therapy is a great one that falls into that too. But it could be, oh, I'm going to, you know, take an hour for a bubble bath. And I feel so relaxed before and after, and it's wonderful. It works really well for me. Or maybe it doesn't. That's what I want you to tune into. I want you to take time to experiment. if there's something that you right off the bat that popped into your head when you thought, ugh, that never works for me, then don't do it. That's totally cool. And it's so awesome that you're already at that point that you can eliminate something that you know doesn't work. That being said, I don't want you to be scared to try it again in the future, but it is at least something that you can take off your plate for right now, and your self-care needs right now. So this is also comes down to tuning into your needs, right? What are you doing and what are you not doing? Are you practicing your basic, like, caring for yourself tasks, like drinking water, eating regular meals, sleeping? If you're not, that is probably something that needs to be in your self-care toolkit right now. You need to get those basics and build off of that, to get yourself to a better place. And that, I think, is really key to starting to practice self-care that works for you. Yep.
Yeah. Sometimes I don't even know why I'm here. You say these things so well, and I'm just here to say, yep, yep, that's right. I've done it.
You're also here for the cold opens and the stories that I don't remember to tell.
Yes, and the potty humor.
And the analogies. You're really good at those analogies.
Oh, thank you.
So, yeah, I really think that that's a great starting point for figuring out what self-care works for you. So definitely grab that starter kit. We give a whole little spiel in our outro. And you can always find the link in the show notes and all that. But I also want to talk about something else a little bit today. I'm super excited to announce that our very first signature course is available for pre-sale. This course is called Your Self-Care Life. And I absolutely believe 100% that it is going to help you reduce overwhelm and anxiety in your life so that you can show up as your best self. It is going to give you really actionable steps for finding self-care that's effective for you, understanding what self-care really is, and implementing it, how to implement that self-care that works. You've figured out how your self-care works. Now you're going to learn how to implement it into your day-to-day life. And you're going to learn how to get started after you've been basically neglecting your self-care. I think it's a pretty awesome course. I mean, I would think that since I'm the one creating it, but it is available for pre-sale until October 17th at midnight Central Time, or 11:59, whatever, end of the day on October 17th. You can pre-order that at theselfcare.life/yourselfcare with dashes in between. And I will, of course, put the link in the show notes as well. So please don't hesitate to reach out if you have any questions at all. I would love to answer them for you. And yeah, I think that is all. Yeah. So thanks for tuning in today.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. We'll catch you in the next one. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Before you go, be sure to grab our free Own Your Self-Care Starter Kit by visiting theselfcare.life/ownyourselfcare. This kit is specially designed to help you identify what kind of self-care will work best for you. That way you can start developing your own self-care lifestyle. You can find the link in our show notes as well.
If you'd like to stay connected, find us on TikTok at The Self-Care Lifestyle and on Instagram at Sarah Strives. Have a question, feedback, or an episode request? Text us at 512-998-1194. Chances are we might even respond. Thank you so much for listening, and we will talk at you again soon.